Here I barely touch upon the problem of the origin of Christianity. The first thing necessary to its solution is this. Christianity is to be understood only by examining the soil from which it sprung. It is not a reaction against Jewish instincts. It is their inevitable product. It is simply one more step in the awe-inspiring logic of the Jews. In the words of the Savior, salvation is of the Jews. The second thing to remember is this, that the psychological type of the Galilean is to be recognized, but it was only in its most degenerate form, which is at once maimed and overladen with foreign features, that it could serve in the manner in which it has been used, as a type of the Savior of mankind. The Jews are the most remarkable people in the history of the world. For when they were confronted with the question, to be or not to be, they chose, with perfect unearthly deliberation, to be at any price. This price involved a radical falsification of all nature, of all naturalness, of all reality, of the whole inner world, as well as out the outer. They put themselves against all those conditions under which, hitherto, a people had been able to live, or had even been permitted to live. Out of themselves, they evolved an idea which stood in direct opposition to natural conditions. One by one, they distorted religion, civilization, morality, history, and psychology, until each became a contradiction of its natural significance. We meet with the same phenomenon later on, in an incalculably exaggerated form, but only as a copy. The Christian Church, put beside the people of God, shows a complete lack of any claim to originality. Precisely for this reason, the Jews are the most faithful people in the history of the world. Their influence has so falsified the reasoning of mankind in this matter that today the Christian can cherish anti-Semitism without realizing that it is no more than the final consequence of Judaism. In my Genealogy of Morals, I give the first psychological explanation of the concepts underlying those two antithetical things, a noble morality and a resentment morality, the second of which is a mere product of the denial of the former. The Judeo-Christian moral system belongs to the second division, and in every detail. In order to be able to say nay to everything representing an ascending evolution of life, that is, to well-being, to power, to beauty, to self-approval, the instincts of resentment, here become downright genius, had to invent another world, in which the acceptance of life appeared as the most evil and abominable thing imaginable. Psychologically, the Jews are a people gifted with the very strongest vitality. So much so, that when they found themselves facing impossible conditions of life, they chose voluntarily, and with a profound talent for self-preservation, the side of all those instincts which made for decadence, not as if mastered by them, but as if detecting in them a power by which the world could be defied. The Jews are the very opposite of decadence. They have simply been forced into appearing in that guise, and with a degree of skill approaching the non plus ultra of histrionic genius, they have managed to put themselves at the head of all decadent movements. For example, the Christianity of Paul, and so make of them something stronger than any party frankly saying yes to life. To the sort of men who reach out for power under Judaism and Christianity, that is to say, to the priestly class, decadence is no more than a means to an end. Men of this sort have a vital interest in making mankind sick and in confusing the values of good and bad, true and false, in a manner that is not only dangerous to life, but also slanders it.